Have a blessed day and welcome to the Amen Corner program on Podomatic. This is your host, Brother Dave Moran speaking. You are welcome to download and share this program. God says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it." So here is today's word.
I just woke up from a dream, and me and the Lord were standing just about toe to toe. I was there with him, and I asked him about a list of people, and the names on the list are taken away from me. I don't remember who I asked for, but I know my wife Geneva was on the list. She would be the first one probably. And I said, "Lord, did they make it in?" And these people had all passed on, and everyone I asked about, he said, "Yes, they made it in. Yes, they made it." And I reached out for him, and he reached out for me, and we both hugged. And I said, "Lord, what about me? Will I make it in?" And his lips fell silent. He wouldn't answer me. And I continued to hug him. I said, "Lord, why won't you tell me?" And instead of answering me with his voice, he sort of put the answer in my heart. And I said, "Oh, Lord, I know why you won't answer me. If you said yes, I'd probably get real smug with myself, and I'd probably slack right up, wouldn't I? And then if you said no, that would take all the wind out of my sails. So you gave me the best answer you could by not saying anything. Lord, I've got to keep on keeping on. That's what I got to do. I'm going to keep on keeping on." And then I woke up from that dream.
So that was the dream that I had. As a general rule, I try not to put a whole lot of stock in dreams itself unless they agree with the scripture. So we're going to go into the scripture and see if this dream will line up. We do have spiritual dreams. Sometimes it's just a plain old dream, but this was a spiritual one. The Lord was there. I was standing face to face with him and asking him some questions. Let's go to the book of Philippians, that'd be chapter 3 and verse 1, and Paul is speaking here. He says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for to you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But of what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ Jesus, through the faith of Christ Jesus, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained." He didn't know. Paul didn't know whether he was saved, going to make it or not. He knew the Lord, but he didn't know. He says, "If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." In other words, if I can make it into heaven the way the Lord wants me to. And in we're in chapter 3:13 here. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind," which may be mistakes and false moves that you've made, put it behind, just forget those things that are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. God shall reveal even this unto you, which God did reveal it to me. I don't know, maybe I had a flaw in my mind thinking that I was going to make it. And surely the Lord would say, yes. When I asked the Lord, am I going to make it in? Will I make heaven my home? I expected him to answer me, but he didn't. His lips were silent, and he just purposely quit talking. And it really got me stirred up. It got me excited. It got me anxious. I said, Lord, why won't you tell me? But then, like I say, we hugged, and he put that answer right into my heart. And Paul goes on in 3:16 here of Philippians, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an ensample, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And that is the chapter 3 of Philippians. So if the Lord didn't tell Paul whether he was going to make it or not, one place he asked about healing, and the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And so he didn't tell Paul. Why should he tell you and I whether we're going to make it or not? We can know. And I believe in a no-so salvation. I believe in a no-so faith. You know, you can know by faith. You can know that you're right. You can compare with the Word of God, which is unfallible. And you can look in the Bible, like we did here, to see whether such things are so. And that's what we've done. And what I've got to do, like I said to the Lord, I've got to keep on keeping on. If he had told me, yes, you're going to make it in, I would have slacked right off. I would have slowed down. I would have started goofing off, making mistakes. I think, well, he said I'm going to make it, so I guess a little drink won't hurt me. A little this won't hurt me. Maybe I'll go out and party, do this and do that, because he said I'm going to make it in. No, he held his peace. When I asked him, you know, all the ones that had gone on before, he said, yes, they've made it. They're with me. They made it in. I have them. Praise God. You know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, wonderful. But I'm glad he didn't tell me one way or the other. I don't want to know right now. But like Paul, according to tradition, when he gave his life, he was beheaded. It said he ran to that chopping block. He broke loose from the guards and ran and put his head on the chopping block because he knew he was giving his life. He was going to be a martyr. He was finally going to make it in. So that's what we got to do. We got to keep on keeping on, like the old timers say. In other words, just stay the course. Just keep on and seek God every day. Worship him. Praise him. Read his word. Pray. Seek his face, and he'll come to you. He'll give you things. He'll bless you. He'll make your life worth living if you'll just come to him. Glory to God. This music ends our podcast for today. This is Brother Dave Moran saying, I hope it was a blessing for you. Please bookmark this podcast and come back anytime. God bless you is our prayer.